This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, another episodic hour, an adventure in sound with the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilling, working our way through some of the items, some of the people that people are talking about. Okay, so let's go. Actually, this is people in the news. Good time for discussing some of the things going on. Representative Steve Scalise. Is it Scalise or Scalise? I've forgotten how to pronounce that, Jen. It's Scalise. I remember what happened to him. How many months ago was it? It was June, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When
terrible.
Did he get? Yeah, he was shot in the hip. Gunman opened fire.
He had a tough recovery. Much longer process.
Yeah, right. But apparently, he's gone back to work, and he was very open about his gratitude. Quote, "You have no idea how great this feels to be back here at work in the people's house. As you can imagine, these last 3.5 months have been pretty challenging times for me and my family." So he's had his surgeries, his rehab, and
I think he still walks with a. He had either a walker or a cane or some. He had a crutch. Yeah.
How long does he have to use that?
I don't know. I'm not sure that he was even able to walk after. I mean, he had the bullet ripped from one side of his hip through the other. So I mean, he went into a physical therapy unit.
Yeah.
Oof. But he looked good. I mean, you couldn't see the crutch, and he looked good, and he sounded good, and, I mean, pretty amazing. When you think June, yes, it seems like a long time ago, but in terms of the healthcare system, it's really not.
Yeah.
He said, while some people might focus on the tragic event and the evil act, all I remember are thousands of acts of kindness and statements coming to me. So good. Steve Scalise, back to work. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has a person in the news, apparently not so good. The news not so good for her. She's been diagnosed to have breast cancer. She's very popular, very well known. She said yesterday or the day before, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. The good news is that I have the most glorious group of supportive and caring family members, friends. Bad news is not all women are so lucky. So let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. See, this is the last year, I think, of that Veep show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I'm mistaken. But she's very popular, very likable, and I think sometimes people, or maybe I shouldn't say people, I sometimes have, on a bad quick moment, confused her with Reese Witherspoon. You think they look much?
Oh, my God!
Excuse me?
You could not pick two actresses who look less like each other.
Really? I guess I must be in the minority because I, on occasion, think that they look a little bit like each other.
One is a platinum blonde and one is super dark hair.
Wow, but
always.
What do you call it? Hasn't always been a blonde. Reese Witherspoon is not. She's played parts where she's had dark hair.
What, besides Walk the Line?
Yeah, the one time.
Okay, well, I guess I shouldn't have bothered with that story. I'll rip that story up and keep going. Here's the story of Rose Piclo. P-I-C-K-L-O, the inebriated woman who was arrested for indecent exposure in front of a child during a soccer game in Minnesota.
Ugh.
7-year-old boy pointed out to his mother, "Look, Mom, that woman's only half-dressed." She was on her third or fourth beer, got belligerent when authorities asked her to cover herself up.
Wait, three beers? That doesn't sound right.
Maybe she'd had a few before she got there.
Yeah.
She was handcuffed, carried out of the stadium. This is at the University of Minnesota. She said, she tweeted, "It's hard, but I am going to do it anyway because the law," she's filed a lawsuit against the city because it was applied to Piclo as a sexist act. There were other men who were there who were naked from the waist up. She was the token woman who decided she'd try it.
Oh, she was topless?
She was topless.
Okay.
The stadium was full of topless people.
Okay.
They were all men.
Right.
She was the only topless woman.
Okay.
And so under the circumstance. I don't know what happened to her. But I think maybe more I can get on the bandwagon with this a little bit. Maybe you'll chastise.
You can get on the bandwagon with topless women?
Well, that sounds like a really challenging cause for you to get behind, Doug.
I wasn't going
to
quite put it that way. Thank you, young Missy. But so here's the thing that the mothers objected to. This was, in this case, the 7-year-old boy, his mother. But the boys were fascinated with it, as you can imagine. 7-, 8-, 9-year-old boys are watching this woman's bare breasts. Mother said, this is scandalous. This is shameful.
Now, my question, were they really fascinated with it because of that or just because they don't normally see topless women?
Yeah, a drunk chick walking around with their tatas out is like, I mean, that's going to get some attention.
Right.
Well, so she gets 2 days in jail and a $3,000 fine, so she's suing the city for, what would you call it?
For what, though? Is it illegal to be topless as a woman in Wisconsin or wherever this
well,
is?
Well, no. That's her point.
Okay.
It's illegal to be topless, but they don't apply it to men, and some men have boobs as big as some women these days. You know, there are
that's true.
In 8 cases of breast cancer now are with men. So it's not like all the men just have a flat chest. So this is the conundrum. The city council is wrestling with it there, and other places, other jurisdictions have been wrestling with this here and there. Because there are a lot of women who want to go topless for whatever the reason. There's a go topless movement, as a matter of fact. If you Google it, gotopless.org or something, I don't know what it's about.
On Instagram, there's been the whole Free the Nipple campaign, because Instagram has a very strict, women can't be topless at all.
Yeah.
So, and there are a lot of people who've been protesting that, too.
All right. So what's the right way to come down on this? Jennifer, if you saw somebody topless, you would never, none of the three of you would ever go topless at some event, but it's only because, well, I shouldn't say this.
Not at an event, no. I mean, I've been on a beach topless, but.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it a nude beach?
No, it was just down in the Caribbean where everybody was topless, so.
Oh, okay. And did you get anybody paying any attention to you?
I don't know. I wasn't looking. I was with my boyfriend at the time.
All right. Carrie, you been topless anywhere?
In my apartment. No, not out in public. I haven't.
Took a minute. Jennifer, you ever been topless?
Not outside of home, no.
What would be the occasion when you're walking around the house, you just have your...
It's not like I'm just walking around without a shirt, but, like, yes, I have not had a shirt on in my apartment at some point.
Okay.
But if I went to, like, in Europe, I feel like it's...
Way more
common to see, like, people at a beach without a top on. So I feel like if I was there, then I would.
I've talked about this a few times in my history. 1988, when I started doing this program, I was early in the year before I went to Cincinnati in October. This was, I believe, January or February of 1988. I was doing mornings in Palm Beach. And the directors of a cruise called the Classical Music Cruise had every classical musician in the world on this cruise. It was $15,000 a week at that time. It was a lot of dough, and some of the richest people in the world were on this ship. 500 people on it was the book. The ship was called the Mermoz, and we were all around the Mediterranean, the Adriatic, with all these people. And they advertised on my radio program in Palm Beach. They advertised the New York Times and on a television station in L.A. And that's the only place that they advertise to get Americans to go on this cruise. So I was invited by the cruise people to be the American host. So I went to Toulon, got on the ship, and spent a week. It was quite an interesting trip. But the first morning I got up and went upstairs on the deck, there were 50 women topless sunbathing on the deck.
Did you think you had died and gone to heaven?
No, I'm not that silly, but because most of the time, women who
the ones at a nude beach are usually the ones you don't want to see nude.
Yeah,
is what you're about
that
to
was
say.
The same thing. Yeah. I looked at these women, and I didn't see what the big deal was. They weren't that attractive.
Okay,
it was just it wasn't that exciting, frankly. So,
I don't really see, I kind of see where this woman with the whole story that started this, where she's coming from, because there are plenty of guys that I do not want to see shirtless and you don't really get a choice in the matter.
You don't get a choice, yes,
right. Because they can wear whatever they want, or they can take their shirt off whenever they want. I mean, I see guys walking down the street without a shirt on all the time, and they're all sweaty and gross and fat, and I don't want to see that, but...
Right. So is there a double standard, and is it because men are in charge that women can't go topless?
But, I mean, our breasts are more... They're more, I don't know if it's more sexualized, I don't know, but they're, I think that it's appropriate to respect your sexuality enough to put a top on. That's how I feel. Maybe that makes me an old fart, I don't know, but that's just how I feel.
I think that old hairy guys who have a large belly and large chest should also respect everyone enough to put a shirt on.
I'm a big fan of everybody wearing shirts because I think it's just a good rule. But I think that when it comes down to it, you know, it's less about whether it's an attractive woman walking around with no shirt off or an attractive man. For me, it's about protecting your sexuality and saving something. I always think there's something in mystery, right? And so that's why I'm a big advocate for shirts, at least on women. I mean, from a women's perspective.
Right. I don't like going around without my shirt on. I don't like it. I just don't lie. I don't feel comfortable going around without a shirt on, even though I have a wonderful body.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. Wow.
Here's how I built a beautiful, great radio team, ladies and gentlemen, having conversations like this. DJV time is 17 past the hour. Let's get a good night's rest. Let's get a wonderful pillow, or actually a couple of pillows. I did a survey. You got two pillows on your bed, I think you said, Victoria, right?
I do. Well, two for me and two for Lewis. Yeah. Yep.
Right. Okay. And what about you, Kara? You have a couple of pillows on your bed?
I have one under my head, and then I also have one that I cuddle with.
All right. And Jen, what about you? What are your pillow, what's the status of pillows on your bed?
I have two pillows on my bed.
Two? Just on your side, or just two?
No, two. One on each side, yeah.
Really? You don't need more? So I have lots of pillows on my bed, and I use probably three of them a night in various positions and moving around and stuff. I find it fun to just wrap yourself around a pillow and have it makes me feel better. And the MyPillow pillows are so easy to work with because the stuffing, the piling that's in the pillows is so easily moved around to sustain the support that you need for your head and your neck. That's why people like them so much. They like three things about the MyPillow: that they're made in America, that they're adjustable and you can wash them, keep them clean, and that they are priced to sell. Price is the most important thing after quality. Quality is first, then price. So if you get something that has quality and at the good price, you really ought to move on, especially when you consider that you need to replace your pillows every year. Why not do it now while you're thinking about it? Go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo DJV for obvious reasons and save 50% on the four-pack of pillows from MyPillow. I was about to say tickets. Yeah, the four-pack of pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows. These have a 10-year warranty, but you're not going to keep them for 10 years because they're no good after a year. That really, I got to be consistent about that. They aren't. Change your pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, 50% off the four-pack of pillows. Pillows supporting your head, your neck all night is what you need, what you want, and what you'll get at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Oh. All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Greatest top 40 hits of all time, the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. Now there's a different sort of angle on it here. Victor Tell is the creative director of Happy Socks. He's presented with the opportunity to do a limited edition capsule collection in partnership with the Beatles. The goal was obvious to him, to pay homage to the Yellow Submarine, in the Yellow Submarine. He said, the Beatles have always been in my mind. Yellow Submarine, it's a lot of fun, very colorful. There were so many graphics to pull from. We got to put a lot of things together in a fun way. Remember this song and the film from 1968?
I've never seen it. I want to see it. Yeah, I've never seen it.
It's a psychedelic thing. Yeah. It's, apparently, Victor Tell's father worked on the movie, the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds scene. And so as a part of many people's childhood, this cartoon, it stuck with Victor apparently for a long time. So Happy Socks and the Beatles, there's a Beatles collection. 6 designs based on the Yellow Submarine's characters and scenes. The socks are packaged in collectible gift boxes just in time for Christmas. Yes, we're talking about Christmas, folks. You'll hear more stations converting to Christmas music over the next week or so, believe it or not. So who wants to
buy that early?
Have you seen these pictures? Have you seen anybody? What do you think of these? This one pair sells for $14. You can get the 3-pack gift box for $40, 6-pack for $78. Available at Happy Sock Stores and HappySocks.com starting next week. How's that? Happy Sock Stores. I didn't know there was any such thing. Where are they? In malls? I never saw a Happy Sock Store in malls. But
they're in. Yeah, I think they're in malls.
This isn't a Kardashian thing, is it?
No, that's... You mean Rob's weird socks?
Yeah.
No.
That's UglySocks.com.
Yeah.
All right, next up musically, it's time for us to spend a little time with our pal Cher. And the Cher show has now gotten a pre-Broadway premiere date, June 12th, next year. Is that right?
They're yes.
Already starting to put it together. This is a musical based on her life and career. I would like to go see that, frankly.
I would see this, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, my life is a musical on Broadway. Seems crazy, exciting, bizarre, but it's probably how my life seems to most people anyway. The producers say the Cher show is based on the life of Ms. Sarkazian. Her full name is Sherilyn Sarkazian LaPierre Bono Allman. Sorry, just call her Cher. What the heck? She is... I think many people would call her glamorous, don't you think, at this point in her
career? Oh, for sure.
Career?
Yeah.
Yeah? She got an Oscar, didn't she, for that movie that she did? What was the name of that movie that she got the Oscar?
Moonstruck, right?
Moonstruck, that was it, yeah. Right. And she sold 100 million records. Good Lord.
It's amazing. But,
and she does a great show, I'm told. I've never seen her in person, but I'd like to. She's supposed to be just a great performer. So, anyway, the Cher show, as it comes to life next year on Broadway. Very cool. Now, and there's got to be a traveling circus with that, too, don't you think? At some point, there'll be a traveling show.
Probably, yeah. It's a lot of the people behind Jersey Boys and Avenue Q. A lot of really big shows and producers are behind this. So, yeah I think it's going to be a big hit.
All right, a thanks to Pitbull, who is a Cuban-American who has been sending his private jet back and forth to Puerto Rico to transport cancer patients and get them to the mainland so they can continue their treatments. That's kind of a cool thing. Thank you, Pitbull. What's his real name? Do we know what his real name is?
Armando Perez.
Yeah, okay. Armando, thank you. Good job. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Stop time and enjoy this moment.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Let's get to where are the action? Remember that song? I want some action. It was a disco song. Anybody remember that? I need some action. I'm trying to remember who did it.
No. A little less talk, a lot more satisfaction. No, what is it? No. Elvis?
That's an Elvis song, yeah. This is a female, and I'm trying to remember, it's a pure disco play. And I can't remember now that I open my big mouth. I want, because that's what I want here on the DJV show. I want some action. Jennifer Horn here for action. Victoria Keelan, action. Kara Schillen, action. Immigration officials, action. Hundreds of arrests in sanctuary cities this past week. Apparently, the folks at ICE say they arrested 100 people in L.A., Jennifer. Let's see, and L.A. is a supposedly saying, I didn't know L.A. was a sanctuary. I knew San Francisco was, and San Jose.
Oh,
was.
No. Sanctuary.
But L.A., sanctuary city. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, 100 people were arrested in L.A. in the sanctuary city. 500 people across the country, including another 100 or so in San Francisco and San Jose, other cities. Where are some of the other most notorious? I think Los Angeles and San Francisco. I guess San Francisco I always thought was the most notorious. But where are the other
300 sanctuary cities out there?
How many?
300.
300?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Obviously of all sizes and shapes.
That's right.
Huh. And they took that many people into custody. I thought that was fairly interesting. It is a conversation that goes nowhere. It's kind of like some of the other things we were talking about, ladies, the things when it comes to TV shows. You know, some TV shows are just for a certain audience, some for a bigger audience. ICE thing and the Sanctuary Cities, on both sides, plays to a different audience. People who don't think they should exist, people who think, oh, yeah, we have an obligation to protect the people who come to our country. And I think most people here, or is there the same sort of divide there? Do you think it's as large a divide as there are for other things? Or do you think most Americans are on board with we don't want sanctuary cities because it just doesn't seem fair?
Well, the problem with sanctuary cities, I have two problems. One is that they provide sanctuary to illegals who commit crimes and who are just allowed to blend.
To be clear,
not all of them. I'm saying I have two big issues with sanctuary cities. The first is when people who are illegal that commit crimes get out of jail, they're not turned over for deportation. They're just blended back into society, uh-huh. which I think is a huge problem. But more importantly, I know in Los Angeles, they have funds that are set up millions of dollars in them to provide legal defense for illegal immigrants who may have come out of jail and are looking at being deported or who are just needing legal funding. And that service isn't available to me necessarily as a legal resident. I would have issues trying to find that kind of service. And I don't know if I want my taxpayer dollars going in that way.
Why are people so strongly in favor of these sorts of things at the expense of Americans who are, never mind, born here. That's not the essence of my thing. But people who are here legally,
where people, and I'm more in the middle on this. I don't want taxpayer dollars. I don't want anybody, forget about taxes. I don't want any criminals being protected. Right. I mean, that's just number one. But the sanctuary city thing, friends of mine who are very, very much supportive of it, when I've asked them the reasons for supporting that, obviously they're not in favor of criminals being protected by this, but right now it's sort of everybody's all in one pool. So if it's a separate pool, then the criminals go one way out the door, and then the people who are either trying to get a path to citizenship or people who are here or have family here or whatever, there are a lot of other extenuating circumstances for other people who want to do the right thing, and that's where a lot of my friends who are in support of sanctuary cities like New York City is one. That's sort of the more common sense approach to it. But I do not agree at all with this blanket policy of everyone gets protected. I don't agree with that at all.
It's not fair.
No, it's not.
It's not right.
It's not. My dad is an immigrant. My dad did it the right way, you know, and I think that people criticize me for saying that, but doing it the quote-unquote right way is not easy.
Why do they criticize you? Because
they think I've oversimplified the process and that it probably was easier
pretty
for my
simple.
Dad. But it's not, and that's the thing. Like, and I have, you know, the more I've educated myself on it, it isn't always an easy process at all.
No,
so,
I don't mean. I think I'm not suggesting the process is easy. Sorry, I misspoke. It's easy to decide what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
What's wrong is to let people who are not supposed to be here get all these benefits, get all of this stuff here. It's not our responsibility to do that.
Right.
It's not fair.
And, you know, if I was right, and you know, I mean, it's to have Medicaid and to have all these other things and other government programs that some of them are signed up for, that's not fair because I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have a job.
Here's the bottom line here. You want to help somebody who's here. You want to see them get health care. You want to see them get service for their children and whatever it is that you want. Then you, Joe Schmo individual, you take it upon yourself to cough up the dough to do what it is that you think is right. If you think it's right, it's okay, fine. You pay for it. I don't happen to think, and neither does anybody else who's here, that it is the right thing to do. And I resent the hell out of pay. I just did my taxes over the last couple of days, and looking at the money and where it goes so annoys me.
Yeah, it's hundreds of billions of dollars that go to support illegal immigrants, and it's just
who the hell are these people they think they are?
Well, they all have stories. I mean, I'm not trying to be
some of them deserve
empathetic
help, but in the sense where we are you know, the emphasis we're placing on this, that everybody who comes in here needs to be protected? Screw that. No. It's not fair, right, just. It doesn't make any sense, I mean, business-wise or otherwise.
Right. And, well, business-wise, I do understand that, especially being in New York City, where, you know, a lot of illegal immigrants, the entire hospitality industry would pretty much collapse.
But why? Because Americans don't want to do the work?
Because
it's easier to get a $30,000 a year check from the government than it is to work your ass off in a hotel.
Well, it's not just hotels, but restaurants. Well,
in the
restaurants.
Farm, in the fields, on the farm. It's the same damn
right,
thing.
Right, but here's the thing, though, Doug. If a typical American wants a regular legal citizen, born here, a typical American wants to get a job, they're not going to be a dishwasher in a restaurant in New York City because where they can't afford to live here. So when you have piles and piles of immigrants sharing a one-bedroom apartment, they're the ones who are willing to do that grunt work. So that causes a total collapse in the hospitality industry, in the restaurant industry specifically, in New York City. Now, it would probably be very similar in Los Angeles and Chicago and Dallas and any other major city. So I do understand the workforce argument that a lot of employers have made. So that is another very sticky situation, too. You know, some places will only hire people with papers. Other places will just pay cash under the table.
I can tell you how to fix it. Stop with the endless welfare benefits for Americans who are out of work, who are making more money on their couch than taking a job as a busboy or as a minimum wage worker at McDonald's. Encourage people to work by stop giving them so much free
stuff.
But
how do you handle, Jennifer, what Victoria just brought up about how hard it is to find? You want to work under those circumstances. You live in L.A. or New York where it's so expensive to live. Mm-hmm. Then how do you live?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All Americans want to live four in a bedroom.
But these people are living here already, and so what are they doing? How are they making money? And the answer is they're getting government checks.
Yeah.
So if you tighten up the welfare system, if you put limits on how much welfare money people can collect every year, then you're pushing people to get back into the workforce, to take jobs that, I guess, which I still have trouble believing, that Americans won't traditionally take.
Let's back up a little bit.
It's not necessarily that Americans won't traditionally take them, but when there are so many industries out there. A friend of mine owns a landscaping company, and he says all the time he cannot get anybody to work for him except Mexicans.
Yeah,
they're the only ones who will show up every morning. Yeah. They do their work.
We've done this to ourselves.
Yeah, we have.
We've done this. If you go back to my father's era, your father's era,
My dad had three jobs when I was born.
Right.
I mean, he did everything.
And I know that my father was an orphan. He lived in a four-room apartment with four cousins, and he slept on the couch. He didn't ever have a bedroom. He slept on the couch. The four girls had one bedroom, and they all four of them slept in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
The father disappeared, and the mother and grandmother were the breadwinners. They worked and did whatever they had to do. The girls went to work as soon as they could, and they all worked and they did what they had to do, and they lived in a four-room apartment for all the years that my father grew up. He slept on a couch. And that's, he didn't suffer. He lived to be 91.
Right, but you don't hear those stories as much anymore because a lot of economists blame the baby boomers because the baby boomers were pretty coddled, and that's where that shift really came from. Baby boomers' parents lived in those extreme circumstances like you were describing, but the baby boomers themselves, they never had to deal with any of that. So it's very hard to go back to that.
I grew up in a house. My sister had a room. My two sisters had their own room.
Right.
My parents had a room. I didn't. I had a room, sort of. I lived in sort of a quasi closet. Didn't have any heat in it.
Yeah.
Was like Abe Lincoln.
Oh, come on!
No, I'm serious.
In general, though, baby boomers made such a huge adjustment in quality of life that you just can't. I think that's why we're seeing what we're seeing now.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point about Americans. Yeah, good point. All right, 45 past the hour. Let me make a few good points about the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you ought to have in your, not your medicine chest. I don't, do you put your vitamins in your medicine chest or you put them, where do you?
I don't have room in mine.
I actually have mine in my kitchen, which is weird. I put them above the microwave. I have a cabinet.
Yeah, I do too. Carol, where do you put your supplements?
Yeah, mine is just in a cabinet with the rest of my food and cans and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So here's an addition that ought to be wherever you keep your supplements, your vitamins, whatever, you need to have a couple of bottles. Fruits and vegetables from Balance of Nature. One is a capsulated fruit jar. The other one is a capsulated vegetable jar. Have all of you gotten, you have Balance of Nature. Who's got Balance of Nature? You have.
Yep.
So how are you using them, Victoria?
I take the vegetable one every day. I take three capsules with the rest of my supplements. Yeah. Huh. Well, you're supposed to take three. I know you don't, you're not big on reading instructions, but you're supposed to take three. That's the regular dose.
News to me.
Yeah. But it is interesting because you get, I don't get nearly enough vegetables, and this really helps supplement your diet in that way and giving you all the vitamins and nutrients that I'm missing from my diet.
Well, you need it for DNA repair, if you're knowing how your body really works. I take one of the fruits and veggies in the morning and one of the fruits and the veggies at night. Yes, you're right. I don't always read the
You're getting like a fraction of what you're supposed to be getting.
But see, I have other things that are in my routine that give me a better balance than the average person. This is the Balance of Nature products are engineered, if you will, developed for the average person who doesn't eat any fruit and doesn't eat any vegetables for the most part. They, you know, eat at fast food places, that kind of stuff. So this is a way to sort of counter that. Inexpensive as it is, 22 cents per capsule, and you're home free. You'll boost, you'll charge up your immune system by 700%. You will feel the difference in a month. You will. If you don't like it, send it back, get your money back. That's the guide I always say to everybody and the people who want me to talk about this stuff on the air. You got to have a money back guarantee for me to talk about it, because I don't want people to come back to me and say, that stuff is junk and it doesn't work and how dare you. No, got a problem? Send it back, get your money back, that's it. But this is not an ad like those drug ads where they spend 15 seconds telling you how good the drug is and 45 seconds telling you how it'll kill you and don't take it. This stuff will never do you anything but good. Believe me, this is a good product that is something that you ought to have everybody in your family on. Balanceofnature.com. The code is DJV. Nothing surprising about that. Balanceofnature.com, promo DJV. Free month supply when you get started with them. So the first month is free when you use the code DJV. Balanceofnature.com. Get all the benefits we've been talking about here. All the ladies think this is pretty swell, and it is. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you let them know that you heard it by using the promo code DJV for your first month free.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4747 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4747. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4747.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Car Talk time with our auto expert Nick Miles. His website is ourautoexpert.com, a focus on recalled cars and Teslas. Two separate things coming right up for our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we make just one perfect razor with 5 precision blades. We own the factory and cut out the middleman and sell our high-quality blades for ridiculous prices every day. Now we're dropping the ridiculous sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality and an amazing price. Visit Harry's.com today and use code 6363 to get a special trial offer. That's Harry's.com, code 6363.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
All right, Nick Miles is here from Our Auto Expert. This story about cars being recalled, when you have a recall from whoever the manufacturer is, bring your car in, it's supposed to be fixed, or they'll tell you it's so bad they have to give you another car. So what happens to the cars that they keep?
Yeah, they've been ending up on dealer lots again, but it doesn't tend to be new manufacturer dealers and certified dealers. It tends to be some of the B-class dealers. And what's happened is a recent survey showed that the amount of cars that have open recalls that are sitting on car company lots has doubled since 2015. And they did a test at five separate auto dealers around the country and found that they had 45 cars with unacceptable Takata airbag recalls just to start. Out of 1,700 cars, over 470 of them actually had serious open recalls on them.
So if I get this straight, there are they wholesaling those cars through the usual ways, and then these used car dealers get them, and do they know or not know what they've bought?
Well, a lot of these used car dealers are buying them from fleets. So you things like Avis and Hertz, who sell their cars, they're buying them from them, and then they're not fixing them, and they're not, you know, it's very obvious when you buy a car that they have an open recall on them. You just type the number into the computer, and you can find it.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're sticking them back on the lot, not disclosing that to customers who come along. And so you got to be careful when you buy a secondhand car off of a lot. Make sure it's a reputable dealer. Otherwise, you could end up having to take that back into a new car manufacturer's dealer and have it reserviced and the dealer refix the recall.
Is that something that would show up on a Carfax report? You know, people are always encouraged to do that when they buy a used car.
Absolutely, but I'll tell you, there's an absolute free way of doing it. You just go to NATSA.gov, which is the National Highway Transport and Safety Administration. You go to their website, NHTSA.gov, type in your VIN number, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about open recalls on your car.
Great. Good. All right, Tesla dropping the cheapest version of the Model S sedan from the lineup. It's, what, about $70,000? What's the problem with that? Why are they doing that?
Well, one of the problems that Tesla has is they're trying to encourage, I guess, people to get into some of their bigger, more expensive cars. The biggest problem they have is they can't make enough Model 3s. And these smaller Teslas that they have, they're having a harder time getting people into them. So they sort of have this reshuffling going on. They've unfortunately fallen short of their delivery for the last year or so, not by many, by about 3,000 every quarter, but they're having to reshuffle the lineup, and there are some questions now about how good that powertrain is on the inside. They call it the motor. It's not really the motor. And so what they're really doing is changing their lineup to try and push people into the more expensive cars with the more reliable motors.
I've noticed I saw a column about Tesla, somebody who had one of the early Teslas. The battery became completely inoperable, and Tesla said it would cost $30,000 to replace it. How do they get away with that?
Well, they have a three-year complete warranty on the car, and so they are replacing that initially. But just be warned, a second-hand Tesla may not be a good idea.
Yeah, don't. That sounds like good advice. Stay away from second-hand Teslas. Nick,
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.